our bi-weekly interview with Greg Ruberg, CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital, is upon us. Thank you, Greg, as always, for tuning in this morning with us. Are you there, Greg?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's see. What do we have to talk about today? We did touch on this 2 weeks ago. There are workforce issues that are impacting healthcare right now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've talked about this a couple of times before, but this continues to be one of our biggest challenges in healthcare and probably many other industries. I think we've all seen fast food places, retail, grocery stores, all advertising for help.
Yep.
And healthcare is really no different. You know, we are locally here in Two Harbors and Silver Bay, you know, we're fairly stable. We're doing well overall. We still have our challenges, but, you know, across the state of Minnesota, the workforce challenges are the number one issue facing hospitals and clinics and long-term care facilities, and it's getting more challenging as the days and weeks go on.
Yeah, and do you have any insights about, I guess you're saying it's a larger problem than just your own workforce. Are there any pieces that are particular to healthcare work? I mean, you said last time, you know, people are tired and some of them are, retiring or working less. Are there other particular issues or anything that listeners could actually do anything about, or is it just something to be aware of?
Well, I think there's a couple of factors that really play into this. Number one, like you mentioned, is just burnout of our staff. You know, our healthcare workers, physicians, nurses, therapists, lab and radiology, these staff have worked on the front lines of the pandemic over the last now 18, 19 months plus. And I think it was, you know, really challenging last winter and last spring. And we had a little bit of a reprieve in the summer and thought maybe things were going to start shifting back to somewhat normal. And then we kind of ramped back up with the Delta variant. And so I think there's that kind of that burnout piece where people just, they get tired and they just can't go any longer. They just can't work the same, kind of at the same pace. So that's one. We're also seeing across the state and across the country, nurses leaving and taking traveling positions. There's shortages all over the country and significant demands for healthcare staff in areas in the south and kind of these pockets of where there's a high rate of unvaccinated people. And so the needs are just increasing. So that's one. I think the vaccine mandates, both, you know, by employers and by, you know, state governments and federal governments, has created somewhat of a shift as well. Again, not high percentages of people, but again, the way that I look at this is every single employee that a healthcare institution loses is a big loss. And, you know, I think the amazing work that our Lakeview team does every single day, caring for patients in our hospital and our clinic and Silver Bay Clinic and elsewhere, and they show up, they pitch in when they're short and work together and really provide great care. The challenge we have now with the Delta variant and all of the activity that's increased in Lake County is now our workforce is being impacted by kids that have symptoms or are sent home from school and family members that are symptomatic. So even if you're vaccinated and you have symptoms, we still test, and that takes people out of the workforce. So there's not one single reason. There's really a multitude of reasons that are having a significant impact.
Yeah.
That's my biggest concern, clearly. It's the thing I worry about the most is, can we keep people going up to work, providing great care?
Okay, so that's what you're lying awake at night about. I wish it weren't true, but I hear what you're saying, and it's good information for us, for people to be aware of. How does this affect the ICU and critical care bed availability here and also around Minnesota?
Yeah, so this topic has been kind of in the forefront of the national news and state and local news as well. There is a shortage of critical care and ICU beds in Minnesota again. We went through this before. It was, you know, people were concerned. We were able to solve the issue most of the time in individual cases, but now we're back to there. It's really difficult. There are times that we just cannot find a hospital bed in the state of Minnesota. And there's a group called the C4 out of the Twin Cities. It's really a group that all hospitals in Minnesota can call and say, we need help placing a patient into critical care. And what they will do, their team will then start calling tertiary hospitals trying to find that bed. And what that eliminates is our staff spending a half hour or many hours on the phone trying to find a bed and repeat calls to the same places. So it's just a more coordinated approach. The challenge, though, it comes back to is we don't have a shortage of physical beds and equipment to care for patients. That stuff is out there. We've got it. Big hospitals have it. Hmm. It's the workforce to support the care of those patients. So, you know, people always say, well, if we had a better coordination or a better connection system across the state, this wouldn't be a problem. And that's just not true. We just don't have the people to care for people that need critical care in ICU. So there's beds sitting empty, and there's patients in rural hospitals that need those beds. But again, the workforce issue is affecting rural hospitals just the same. It's just not impacting ICU in those locations.
Yeah. So do you see somehow some shift in standard? Like, might we expect that we don't get as much bedside care when we're in a bed? I mean, what's going to bend, I guess?
Well, you know, I think when you look at healthcare professionals, they're very, very creative, innovative, and resilient. So they're going to provide excellent care, and they'll find ways to do that. But I think with any resource is when it becomes so strained that it's just not there. I think then you start getting into conversations around, you know, crisis standards of care or doing things that how do you provide the best care available with the resources that you have.
Right.
And but I think as the strain continues, that's always the fear, is do we get to a point that we start rationing out care? And we're not there now. I mean, we certainly are finding ways to meet this. And, you know, the healthcare providers across the state are all well connected and support each other. And we find creative ways to get patients the care that they need and just doing things differently than we've ever done before. But we need to focus on our workforce and keeping people employed and finding new people to enter the industry and so that we can meet the demand. Because medical demand is high. It's not like we're
right
at a point where people aren't seeking care. They're seeking care, at least in our county, for non-COVID type of things. Although the last week to 10 days has seen a significant increase in COVID testing and people symptomatic and asking for doctor's appointments and those kind of things. It's early. We didn't expect this until November. And we were thinking if we could get through September and October, you know, we could give us a little bit of some breathing room and then we'd start up kind of a normal flu season. But it started the first week of September, which is a little bit concerning.
Yeah. Oh, I'm wondering if that means that if you have a non-critical issue, is it time to hold off and just try to stay away and not stress out the system more with maybe a non-critical problem right now?
No, I think it's important to have those non-critical problems addressed up front so that it don't become critical down the road. You know, I think what we saw from the previous COVID activity and shutdowns is that people delayed preventative care, delayed maybe more minor situations that turn into more significant issues down the road, and that increases the workload on the system. Right now, the biggest challenge is in ICU and critical care availability. You know, medical clinics and other services were stable. Like, for example, at Lakeview, we can provide those services effectively. I think people sometimes get frustrated when they call our clinic and can't get through right away. And when you walk down there, listen to the phones ring nonstop. Every time a receptionist puts it down, there's two or three waiting to be answered. People wanting testing or asking questions about their symptoms. You know, they're working really, really hard. And we're trying to add more staff that aren't applying for positions. We're repurposing staff over as best we can. And so it's just kind of shifting those resources to meet the need. ERs continue to be busy on the weekends because people are in the area and we're doing well there. But it's just the critical care that's really the concern. It's that, you know, the heart attacks, the strokes, the traumas, the kind of those ones that need immediate life-saving treatment. Those are the ones that are stressful because you want to find a bed quickly.
Okay. Got it. And then you mentioned that a lot more people coming in for COVID testing and asking about symptoms. And last time we did talk about the supply and the challenges with that. Are those continuing also?
Yeah, the supply is getting really difficult. It's very difficult for us to even get a rapid test at all. You know, a month ago we were doing rapids on the majority of people because the testing demand was low and people wanted quick results and it was advantageous to get those results and control COVID transmission. It's just nearly impossible now to get those. You can get them kind of in allocation at times. Send-out tests we're going through those quickly. There's places in Duluth that aren't able to get a supply. And again, it's just all supply and demand. As testing ramps up across the country, both due to symptomatic individuals and the requirement for testing weekly for those that aren't vaccinated, all of that has an impact on our supply. And then the other piece is just the resource. I mean, we're putting some days two full-time people just supporting COVID testing for Lake County, and we're not a real big county. And so you can imagine what's happening in the bigger cities with testing and both from supply and a standpoint.
Right, and I was going to ask, how much of this for you is watching sort of the bigger picture, and how much is it an immediate concern in Lake County? It seems like you really have two things going on. One is what's often really quite different just right in Lake County, and then but also the effects from the larger picture. It seems like you're juggling both, essentially.
Yeah, you clearly have to. You know, the thing I'm always thankful for is all of the effort that Lake County put forward to get vaccinated. Our vaccination rate is you know, top in the state, really, top category.
Yeah.
So we're well protected with our high-risk groups and all groups, I guess, to be fair. I think, you know, we have our local needs, and we're not seeing a big pressure on us for, you know, patients with COVID in the hospital and ER, which is great. That was always the goal for vaccination and all the things that we did. So again, to your point, we're providing that local care and all the care that people need, but also kind of working or watching statewide about what if we have a patient that needs this, where are we going to send them? And that changes sometimes by the minute or by the hour. There might be a bed available now, and in 3 minutes, seven people call and take that bed in another community. You know, we had an ambulance come from another community into Two Harbors saying there's no beds anywhere. We knew you had a bed. We just came here with a patient. And that's fine. We're a hospital. We can do that.
Yeah.
And so we're just seeing some of those patterns shifting where that just wouldn't have happened before. And so, you know, we take patients from Duluth to free up space when that's needed as well. So it's just a different kind of a pattern of referrals and transfers than we've seen before pre-COVID.
Yep. And I bet you want to talk a little bit about the flu shot. It is fall.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because usually our focus at this time of the year is preparing for flu shots for staff and community. And now with COVID, all of our focus has been on that. But we do have some of our supply of flu shot in. We're going to be rolling this out to our employees and the community starting on the 27th, so just a week from Monday. That'll be done just like we always do in our medical clinic and our ER for our employees internally. So it's going to be important, again, to get the flu shot like we always have. And again, I don't know, you know, there was some thought around last year of people staying home, social distancing, wearing masks all years. The flu was really non-existent.
Right.
And so what was the impact of that on our immune system, number one? But then number two, all of us are back out in the community. There's more activities going on. There's not as much masking. Is the flu going to be up? And then what does that do to hospital capacity and workforce and demand and all of those things? So we're watching that really closely as well.
Yeah. You got a lot on your mind right now, and I know the COVID cases in our county are rising. Also, I know that there was recently last night, the schools put the masks back on in school, still in school, but with masks on now. And just before we leave, do you have any commentary about that? It's probably just a fact that we all are talking about.
Yeah, you know, we have the 14-day case rate for Lake County that public health does an excellent job of monitoring and updating all of us on. And so the most recent one that ended September 13th jumped up to almost 22. And the trigger in the school plan was 20 for elementary school. So as you mentioned, that happened last night. And just with the amount of testing and symptomatic people, we expect that to continue to increase. We hope it doesn't, but I just don't see any way around that. So I think we'll just see kind of that keep ratcheting up, and that will keep triggering additional actions by the school and others. So again, only September 17th. We were hoping we wouldn't be talking about this until November 17th. But unfortunately, the Delta variant has just really changed the picture. We had a pretty good handle before on the previous virus, and now it's just the game has changed again, which is frustrating, but not completely unexpected.
All right. Well, we are out of time, Greg. Thank you so much for your time and your continued dedication to this topic that doesn't get easier over time, I guess, but I'm really grateful that you're still sticking with it and you're still updating us via the radio. That's super helpful.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Greg Ruberk. He is CEO of the Lakeview Clinic and Hospital.